How about your future? What are your thoughts on?
You know, it's funny you say that because this is really, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh man, the media is going to come to my locker. And I, you know, because you don't think about that stuff. You're focused on each week and the preparation and the next game. So, in complete sincerity, I haven't spent much time thinking about what's ahead. And obviously, I'll do that now. But we were so caught up in the moment, which I think you should be. I mean, that's the fun of what we do.
Everybody wants to start. Do you feel like this could be your opportunity to go somewhere and do that?
Yeah, I'll take a step back, like I said, and kind of start evaluating and seeing what I feel. Because it's fun. You know, you walk over to my locker, I'm like, oh, man, I haven't even spent a second thinking about this. So you're more reflecting on the season.
That uncertainty kind of make you nervous? When you went to Wisconsin, you spent so much time in Wisconsin, you spent some time here. Does that
kind of
uncertainty make you nervous?
Yeah, I wouldn't say nervous. I think in the same token, you're reflecting on what just happened. Is, you know, the last game, but then you kind of start opening the lens to the season. And you really, I mean, I couldn't be more thankful and appreciative of the Packers organization. That's from the ownership to the management, to the coaches, to the locker room. I mean, truly first class all the way, and I mean that wholeheartedly. So it's been an absolute privilege. I mean, not a lot of people get to wear the Packer uniform, and I've been lucky to experience that.
Where would you say you are in your career and what's ahead, wherever that is?
Yeah, I mean, I've just finished my fifth year, which I can't believe that. That time just flies. And I've had some awesome experience. I mean, five seasons and five times to the playoffs, three NFC championships, a Super Bowl. I mean, I've been extremely lucky and fortunate. Like I said, I haven't really thought much about the future. I'm so caught up thinking about what just happened that's kind of what is on your mind.
What is your reflection on this season? I know it's a little fresh right now, but you get to February, March. What will you think you guys did this year?
Yeah, so it was, I mean, no doubt a roller coaster, but I think in some aspects every season when you're sitting in your locker after, that's the nature of what we do, and that's really what we thrive on is, you know, crazy as that might sound, I think we all, you kind of expect that it's going to be that way. But that's what makes it so rewarding in the end to know that, you know, you fought through all those different points of adversity, which were obvious this year. And I think that's what we look back on this year is, you know, we fought through a lot. We didn't reach the ultimate goal, but we stuck together as a team. And I mean, I couldn't be closer with a group of guys because of having gone through all that.
Scott, what about goals for yourself and your development this season? What do you feel that you gained for yourself this season, your body of work?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in a unique situation where I get every day to be around the best player on the planet. So you can't put a price tag on that experience. What I've learned from just being around Aaron and observing him on a practice week leading up to a game. So I think you learn a lot about that, how to prepare for a game and how to lead a team. And then I'm fortunate to have some great coaches, too, from Coach McCarthy to Coach Van Pelt, Coach Clements, and a great quarterback room with Brett, too. So I learned a lot, and you're always trying to improve yourself. I mean, no matter what profession you're in, you want to get better every day, and I think I was able to do that.